Hi, my name is Jay Gonzalez, and today I am doing a podcast on the book The Port Chicago 50 by Steve Sheinkin. I've recently read chapters 1 to 3. So far, I think that it's trying to show and prove that even during the times of World War II, that being an African American was also hard within itself. Sure, they were allowed to be in the Navy, but only as a mess attendant, which they only did laundry and chores. But the first chapter talked about the story about Dory Miller, a mess attendant who was there during the Pearl Harbor situation. He was seen as a hero and was given medals for being brave and talking about how he shot down one of the Japanese planes. But after returning back to station, he wasn't ranked up. He wasn't given, like, this big party. If anything, he just continued to be a mess attendant and wasn't allowed to do anything else other than, because back then, they weren't allowed to. The most they could be was a mess attendant. But the next two chapters talked about the difficulty of being an African American in the past, even during the George Washington battles. They were seen as a last resort when they were running out of men. So when they ran out of white men to recruit, they turned to colored people. And the chapters also talked about how even President Roosevelt wanted a change. But then when showed that white men wouldn't want to be commanded by a person of color, he saw that there was nothing that he can do, and it wasn't the government's job to change that fact. But overall, I think it's a good book, honestly, and I'm happily ready to read and continue the rest of the book.